brilliant virologist and microbiologist, Dr. Stefan Lonka, exposed the germ theory lie long ago, which the whole virus theory is built upon. Stefan Lonka, since 1952, viruses were claimed to enter the cell and force it to reproduce the virus. The genetic theory underlying today's virology is a misinterpretation, a virus. Supposedly, the virus reproduces in our cells, damages, and even kills the cell, then goes on to damage other organisms. Virus theory is destroyed by the observation of symbiotic processes in disease healing. Knowledge of biology refutes modern virology. In real life, there is no principle of an envio that takes yet leaves nothing. Biology claims to hold isolated viruses. In no published claim is there a description of an actual structure that has been isolated. Death of tissues is misinterpreted as the effect of viruses. In reality, the tissues are killed by toxic antibiotics. A publication in 1954 assumed decayed tissues transformed into viruses when it died. This tissue-to-virus assumption became a supposedly scientific fact and the sole basis of this new genetic virology. The model for this came from bacteriologist John Franklin Enders. Phages, F-P-H-A-G-E-S, were discovered only visible under an electron microscope. They transform when their metabolism breaks down. This transformation is not destructive, but a metamorphosis, similar to how bacteria morph into permanent forms when the terrain becomes hostile. They become spores and can change back to bacteria. In every claim of a virus, a length of nucleic acid is theoretically constructed from pieces of nucleic acid released when tissues die, which is then passed off as viral nucleic acid. Short pieces of nucleic acid are found in every living being, so all animals and humans can test positive. German virologist Professor Christian Drosten created worldwide hysteria with the corona crisis. The virologists of the Chinese government theoretically constructed a nucleic acid strand in the record time of 1 week by means of computer programs, which they said was almost identical to harmless and difficult to transmit bat viruses. They used nucleic acids taken from the fluid of a bronchial wash obtained from a person who died of pneumonia. They did not use cell cultures in the lab, supposedly infected to harvest the presumed virus from them, nor did they claim to have obtained this nucleic acid from an isolated structure. Professor Drosten did not wait for the Chinese scientists to publish their final composition of a nucleic acid on January 24th, 2020. Before developing a test procedure to detect this allegedly new viral nucleic acid using the PCR. In order to develop his test procedure, he selected completely different nucleic acids, which he knew to be present in every human being, even before the preliminary data on the allegedly new viral gene sequence from China was published January 10th, 2020. The pieces of nucleic acids he selected do not come from the constructed genome strand of the Chinese virus. This is the basis of the PCR test. Drosten's biochemicals to detect the pieces of nucleic acids which do not originate from the Chinese virus model, were sent to places it was known that returnees from Wuhan were being tested. Positive test results were then obtained from travelers from Wuhan and presented to the public from January 20th, 2020, as proof of human-to-human transmission of the alleged new virus. The Chinese government had to bow to public pressure to go along, even though all 49 travelers were proven not to have infected family members and friends. There are no disease-causing viruses, only long mental constructs which do not exist in reality. Mentally stringing short pieces into long nucleic acid is called alignment. Short pieces of nucleic acids, of which viruses are thought to be composed, are released during cell inflammatory processes, tissue formation, degradation, and death. So everyone will test positive with the nucleic acid detection technique. An astonishingly intensive buildup and degradation of nucleic acids of all kinds is constantly taking place. Drosden created the test procedure before the nucleic acids of the alleged new coronavirus was decoded. The Chinese virologists who had mentally constructed the nucleic acids of the alleged new virus using alignment claimed it was never proven that this virus had the potential to produce diseases. They assumed the virus was similar to harmless and difficult to transmit viruses in animals. These rash actions of Drosden created hysteria. Comments on the Stefan Lanka. It's all BS. Chinese virologists made a computer model of nucleic acids based on the harmless and difficult to transmit to humans bat virus. Then Professor Christian Drosden made his own computer model of short pieces of nucleic acids and had the PCR test look for what was a model. How bonkers is that? He knew when he put it together that all humans and animals have nucleic acids present in them, produced when our cells degrade and die. It's germ theory BS to call it deadly viruses. It's like testing to see if we have red blood cells. It's that stupid. Plus, it's not a case if you don't show... Oh, that kind of faded out. Okay. What you eat determines the state of your cells. Vegan diet, the best for your bodily terrain. Meat is acidic and carcinogenic and harder to digest than plants. Rots inside you seeping poison. Sugary food and drinks are a breeding ground for disease. Vaccines make your body toxic as they are a poison cocktail and the worst thing you can put in you. It's a money earner for pharma. That's the only way it's effective. Food is medicine, as Hippocrates stated, and unlike vaccines, doesn't have myocarditis as a side effect. Plus, it's not a case if you don't show symptoms. Fact. Asymptomatic is some BS to stick it to healthy people and have a catch-all situation. In reality, only people that actually had TB were made to wear masks. Contagion is BS. It's like saying you can catch emphysema from someone else. It's that stupid. No, you smoke 2 packs a day. Your flu has nothing to do with others. You're a weak ass and your body isn't operating properly because you abused it, so your lymphatic system, your biological toilet, doesn't flush crap out of your body effectively now.